Good morning, everyone. Thank you for this opportunity. For this evaluation, four separate methodologies were implemented to estimate screening coverage among 15 through 25-year-old sexually active females in a neighborhood of New York City. In our abstract, we discussed two of these methods, but we'd really like to be cheeky today and discuss all four that we implemented, just to give you a full understanding of the scope. Just by way of a little background, CDC provided funding in 2009 to several local public health jurisdictions to examine different approaches to estimating chlamydia screening coverage, which is what made this project possible. CDC recommends annual screening for chlamydia for all sexually active females under 26. To determine the extent to which this recommendation is adopted, we need standard measures of chlamydia screening coverage. We know national estimates have been done in the past. In 2000, Levine et al. In the American Journal of Epidemiology estimated screening coverage to be 60% for females 15 to 19. But as far as we know, there presently exists no standard measures to estimate screening coverage on a local level. As a notifiable STD, cases of diagnosed chlamydia in New York City are reported to the Department of Health, but neither provider nor clinical laboratory are required to report negative tests, so there's no way for us to calculate prevalence. The objective of this was to compare four methods to estimating chlamydia screening coverage in a New York City neighborhood. The New York City neighborhood we selected for this analysis was Crown Heights Bed-Stuy, located in the central Brooklyn area. Crown Heights Bed-Stuy is comprised of five zip codes. We selected this neighborhood because it has a high morbidity of chlamydia. In 2009, it had the highest number of reported cases of chlamydia infection in all New York City neighborhoods. This is a New York City map showing case rates of chlamydia in females. The darkest color illustrates areas of highest morbidity, and we can see that the central Brooklyn area is one of these. These are our four methods. We evaluated separate methods of estimating screening coverage among 15 to 19 and 20 to 25-year-old sexually active females in the central Brooklyn neighborhood. The electronic health record method used data from primary care practices for underserved populations. The indirect calculation used public health surveillance data modeled on the method outlined by Levine et al. The laboratory method used line-listed data from four commercial labs and one public health lab. And the Medicaid managed care method used aggregate Medicaid claims data obtained from the New York State Office of Health Insurance Programs. The methodologies varied in terms of complexity, length of time for delivery of raw or aggregate data, data analysis, and accessibility. These methods were qualitatively assessed based on perceived accuracy of results, feasibility, and reproducibility. The first method was through the use of EHRs. This is how we calculated screening coverage. It was defined as the number of patients screened divided by the number of sexually active patients. We used EHR data from eight primary care practices using the same EHR in Crown Heights Bed-Stuy for at least a year. The EHR has a module for sexual behavior documentation, allowing us to run queries and extract the necessary data. The number screened was defined as the number of patients with a chlamydia test in the past year, and we actually had two definitions of sexually active here. Definition one was defined as female self-reporting vaginal, anal, or oral sex within the past year, information that we derive from the sexual history module of BHR. And definition two was defined as females meeting one or more of the following criteria: vaginal, anal, or oral sex within the past year, used contraception, had a history of STDs, or were treated for an STD on that visit or one in the past year. The reason we actually used the second method was to, the second way to define the population of sexually active women was because we knew that providers may not necessarily be using that sexual history module, and we wanted to pick up at-risk females in this broader definition. The second method was the indirect calculation based on the method outlined by Levine et al. Screening coverage was defined as the number screened divided by the sexually active population. The number screened was derived from the number of females with at least one chlamydia infection in the past year divided by chlamydia positivity in the central Brooklyn neighborhood. The number of sexually active females came from the female population times the proportion sexually active. So we know this method uses public health surveillance data to back calculate the number of sexually active females that must have been screened to yield that amount of reported chlamydia cases. These were the parameters we used to plug into the calculation for each age group. Female population data in Crown Heights, Bed-Stuy were obtained from New York City census data. The borough level sexual activity rate for Brooklyn females aged 15 to 19 that ever had sex were obtained from the Youth Risk Behavior Survey. The borough level sexual activity rate for Brooklyn females 20 to 25 that reported having sex with one or more partners in the past year were obtained from the Community Health Survey, and this is like the BRFSS. Chlamydia cases in Crown Heights, Bed-Stuy came from reportable disease surveillance data, and chlamydia positivity in Crown Heights, Bed-Stuy came from a point prevalence estimate. We used New York City school screening program data for the 15 to 19 age group and IPP family planning data for the 20 to 25 age group. Our third approach was using laboratory testing data. For this method, we define screening coverage as the number of tests divided by the population at risk. The number of tests was the total deduplicated chlamydia tests done, and the population at risk was the female population times the proportion sexually active using the same calculation from the indirect method. New York City's surveillance data were analyzed to identify laboratories that performed the highest proportion of chlamydia cases, that reported the highest proportion of testing for reported chlamydia cases in females. We found that four labs accounted for 57% of positive chlamydia tests in Crown Heights, Bed-Stuy. And we assumed that these high number of tests performed, positive tests reported, were an indication of a general high number of tests performed. So we went on to request line-listed data for chlamydia testing done by those four labs for Crown Heights, Bed-Stuy residents. We estimated the total number of tests performed by the remaining labs serving Crown Heights, Bed-Stuy, from which we did not receive data, by enumerating the number of positive chlamydia cases reported by all other labs, assuming they had the same positivity as those four high-volume labs from which we did receive line-listed positive and negatives, and then back-calculating to get the number of tests that would have been done to yield that number of positives. We then calculated the number of tests performed for Crown Heights, Bed-Stuy females using the actual number of positive-negative tests we received from the four high-volume labs, and then estimating the number of tests performed by the remaining labs in the neighborhood. Our fourth method used aggregate Medicaid managed care medical encounter data. We defined screening coverage as the number of tests divided by the number of sexually active females. The number of tests was the number of chlamydia tests done for females continuously enrolled for a year. And the number of sexually active females was the number of sexually active females continuously enrolled for a year as defined by HEDIS. Here are the results for each of our four methods. We can see there's quite a lot of variation. Among the 15 to 19-year-olds shaded in gray, the lowest screening coverage estimate is 61% measured using definition 2 of the EHR method, which we remember uses that broader definition of sexually active. Among the 20 to 25-year-olds, screening coverage was measured as 57% using the same method. And this isn't at all surprising, because with the same number of tests done, screening coverage went down when we compare definition 1 and 2 of the EHR. The highest screening coverage estimates for each age group, removing that value over 100%, for the 15 to 19-year-olds is 78% by the indirect method and 91% by the laboratory method. In every instance, screening coverage was higher among the 15 to 19 than the 20 to 25 age group, with one exception being Medicaid data. There were limitations. For the EHR method, a limited number of practices used the same EHR for at least a year. The indirect method is highly sensitive to changes in the estimation of proportion sexually active and chlamydia prevalence. For example, YRBS data, which is where we got the sexual activity rate for the 15 to 19 age group, it reflects only in-school youths and does not account for those absent, dropped out, or in juvenile correction. The calculation is also sensitive to the number of chlamydia cases, and underreporting could result in an underestimate of screening coverage if all other parameters remain fixed. For the laboratory approach, data were incomplete in terms of all testing done in the neighborhood. An error may be introduced by the assumption we used in the calculation that remaining lab screening Crown Heights Bed-Stuy females had the same positivity for infection as those four high-volume labs. Medicaid data did not represent commercial enrollment health plans either. So in conclusion, we know that measures of chlamydia screening coverage vary depending on methods of measurement used. We think that several estimates, the lab method in particular, reflected falsely inflated screening coverage. An error may be introduced by assumptions and calculations. Accuracy of EHR data were contingent on providers' consistent documentation of sexual activity. And at the end of the day, we think that the indirect method worked best for estimating chlamydia screening coverage. It is the only method that can be easily replicated using readily available data at the local level. The other approaches were just not as feasible. However, a sensitivity analysis should be performed to better understand the limitations of the indirect method. And if it's very sensitive to certain parameters, we need to work toward getting better estimates for these. I'd also like to thank our funders and collaborators, as well as co-authors, Drs. Julie Schillinger, Preeti Pasala, and Sue Blank. Thank you so much.